AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. House Speaker Mike Johnson faces tough days ahead as the partial government shutdown continues and the debate over the Trump administration's sweeping immigration enforcement operations intensifies. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox News Sunday it'll be a few days before a government funding package comes up for a vote as Republicans and Democrats debate reining in President Donald Trump's immigration enforcement operations.
The president is leading this. It's his play call to do it this way. He has already conceded that he wants to turn down the volume, so to speak, and make sure this is done in an appropriate way. What a great step it was to put Tom Homan in charge of the situation in Minneapolis and Minnesota. He has 40 years experience. He's brought a steady hand to the wheel.
Trump struck a deal with the Senate last week to separate out funding for the Department of Homeland Security from a broader government funding package, following public outrage from two shooting deaths in Minneapolis during ICE protests. The Senate measure would fund DHS only for 2 weeks, which sets up a deadline for Congress to debate and vote on new ICE restrictions. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump says Washington's Kennedy Center will close for 2 years starting in July for renovations. His announcement on social media follows a wave of cancellations by leading performers, musicians, and groups since the president ousted the previous leadership and added his name to the building. His proposal also came days after the premiere of Melania, a documentary of the First Lady that was shown at the Performing Arts Center. The president made no mention in his post of the recent cancellations. Gaza's Rafah border crossing with Egypt reopened today for limited traffic, a key step in the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. An 88-year-old men's record has fallen and a rising women's star prevailed in tennis's first major of the year in Melbourne.
At 22 years and 272 days old, Carlos Alcaraz has become the youngest men's tennis player to complete the career Grand Slam of majors. The world's top-ranked player denied Novak Djokovic his record 25th major and secured his 7th, rallying for a 2-6, 6-2, 6-3, 7-5 win to claim his first Australian Open. A nearly 23-year-old Don Budge in 1938 previously held the record. On Saturday, new world number 3 Elena Rybakina upset top-ranked women's player Arina Sabalenka 6-4, 4-6, 6-4 for her first Australian Open title and second major. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Bad Bunny has made history by winning Album of the Year for Debí Tirar Más Fotos, the first time a Spanish-language album took home the Grammy's top prize. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.